Mem Dalet Amud Bey. The Gemara quotes Rav on the fourth line from the top of Mem Dalet Amud Bey. Am Rav Yudah Amar Rav. So he speaks about if you had Moes on top of a Mita, Bein Hashmashes, then you say Migdis Katzoy. If the Moes were not on top of the Mita, Bein Hashmashes, then calls man the Moes Adir, it's a Bosses and Dabar Hasan. And after we move the Moes, then it's no longer a Bosses. So that's what he says. Yeshala Moes also the Taltala, it's a Bosses, if he Niach. Ein Allah Moes Mutala Taltala, because the din is that Ein Mukta Vachati Shabbos, that's what it means. There's a clump, Bushala, how you are there, called Bein Hashmashes. If it's called Bein Hashmashes, then you say Migdis Katzoy, Bein Hashmashes is Katzoy the Koryani. But if something became a Bosses in the middle of Shabbos, and then you removed it, and it's no longer a Bosses, you don't say Migdis Katzoy, the Mixus Menayon is Katzoy the Sharei. It's only if Migdis Katzoy the Bein Hashmashes. That's where it wraps it. So the Gemara says on the last line, so the Gemara says, but what do you do with the Mishnah and Kalim? Mishnah and Kalim says, this man Shiesh Alamois, it's a Bosses. Ein Alam Moes, Shariyot, not a Bosses. Avagav Davaleh, Bein Hashmashayim. So the Mishnah Kalim doesn't seem to hold from this klal of Migdis Katzoy to Bein Hashmashayim, at least in the case of Bosses. At least in the case of Bosses, it's a contradiction to Rav. So the Gemara says, don't get excited. This is an old Machlekes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Hahi, Reb Shimon, Hahi, Galesli, Mukta, Reb Ki, Reb Yudah, Svelei. Rav holds like Reb Yudah that you do say Migdis Katzoy. The Bein Hashmashes is Katzoy the Kol Yomer. That's the machlokes that appears here in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah and right after the Mishnah, right before the Mishnah. Moshe Shemin Shebiner v'Shebikayru also Rav Shimon Matir. The Shemin Shebiner v'Shebikayru of Bishol Shahaner Doleg is a Bosses of Dabar Hasa because the flame is Muktzir. So the Shemin underneath it, that's what we learned, the top line on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Hanach Lener Shemin Epsilah Havanasa Bosses of Dabar Hasa. So the Shemen is a Bosses, this man that the Nebuch Doilet on Shabbos. On Yom Tov is not, but on Shabbos it's a Bosses. On Yom Tov is not a Bosses because you can be Madlik from the Ner itself, so the Ner itself is not Muktz on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos the flame has no Ishtamshis whatsoever, so the flame itself is a Muktz. So the Shemen on the bottom of the flame will be a Bosses. What about after the flame goes out? Moshe Shemen Shebinei Shebikara. After the flame goes out. So the Tanakhama holds also that's where beauty holds Migdis Katzoy. Not only on Mukta, Mamish Migdis Katzoy. On a Bosses, you also say Migdis Katzoy. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Migdis Katzoy in Bosses. So that's what the Gemara says. That Reb Yudah, according to Reb Yudah, there is a din of Migdis Katzoy, and Rav holds like Reb Yudah in the Migdis Katzoy. So that's what he says. V'hu shalohayu aleho, kol bein hashmashes. If the Mois were on Gabi Amita, Kobi and Hashmashes, then it's Amidis Katzoy. And the Mishnah in Kalim that says, this man she'en aleha Mois, it's not Muktzah, al pishahoy wa aleho, Kobi and Hashmashes, the Mishnah in Kalim goes like Reb Shimon. Craig the Gemara, is that correct? The Rav Taka holds like Reb Yudah that you say Migdis Katzoy? Gemara says, yes, we know that it has to be true. That's what we got up to last time. Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the top line. Achanami Mistaber, the Rav Reb Yudah Svirle. We know that Rav holds like Reb Yudah, at least in this prat, that you say Migdis Katzoy. Yomar Rav, Rav said another din, it's permissible to hang a lantern on a nail, on a tree, on Erev Shabbos, but it's not permissible to hang such a lantern on a nail that's hanging on a tree on Erev Yom Tov. What's the difference? Because to hang on Yom Tov, or to take off on Yom Tov, that's an Isra of Hishtamshis ben Mechubra. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish ben Mechubra, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish. Mishtamish ben Mechubra means, let's say, to climb on a tree, or to sit on top of a tree, or to lean on the tree in such a way that if you remove the tree, I would fall down. To shake the tree is also called an Isra of Hishtamshis ben Mechubra. So here we're talking about, you're not allowed to hang, let's say I want to hang up my jacket when I sit and learn in the summertime, so it's not, I take off my jacket, I want to hang it up on the branch on the tree. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, that's called Mishtamish ben Mechubra. So it says, you're not allowed to hang on a lantern on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, but take off the lantern on Shabbos. Or let's say someone by mistake left the sefer on the tree. So if you take the sefer off of the tree, someone left the sefer on the tree on their Shabbos, you're going to take it off on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, that's called Mishtamish ben Mechubra. So here also, if you if someone left on a lantern hanging on a nail on a tree on Erev Shabbos or a Yontov, is there a, so that's not a problem. But the issue is there a concern that someone's going to take it off on Shabbos or on Yontov? So he says, on Yontov, you're permitted to move a lantern around if you need them there. So you're allowed to move it around. So on Yontov, you're not allowed to leave a lantern hanging on the nail on the tree on Erev Yontov because of the concern that someone may forget on Yontov and remove the lantern because you're allowed to use it. So that's a gzeira. But on Shabbos, you're permitted to leave the lantern on the tree on Erev Shabbos because on Shabbos no one's going to move it at all. There's no problem. So that's what the Gemara says from the fact that Rav makes such a distinction. Menichem there agabi deko b'Shabbos because there's nothing to be worried about that he's going to take it off on Shabbos. Even after the flame goes out, he's also not allowed to handle it because of migadis katzor de ben hashmashos. They menichem there agabi deko b'yontiv because an erev yontiv because that's exera that he may move it around on yontiv. So this only makes sense if you all he amar b'shleimer rab kira b'yudis v'ilei that he holds from migadis katzor hayne b'shanim b'shabbos yontiv. That's why there's a difference between Shabbos and yontiv because even after the flame goes out on Shabbos, he's still not allowed to move it. So there's no chashash that he's going to take it off on Shabbos. Eli Yamik Reb Shimon's Vilay, but if Rav would have held like Reb Shimon, that there's no din on Migdis Katzor, his Mali Shabbos, Mali Yontiv should be also both on Shabbos and on Yontiv. On Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv to leave it on, to leave the lantern hanging on the tree. Because after the flame goes out, if Moshe Shemesh Eben Nevesh Eben Kaira is Mutter, you don't send Migdus Katzoi. And after the lantern goes out, he'll be allowed to move it around on Shabbos. So you should make a gzeira. You shouldn't permit him to leave the lantern hanging on the tree on Erev Shabbos. So that because of the gzeira, he may move it around later. Frag the Gemara, is that true? We just established that Rav holds, like Rav Yudah, that you say Migdus Katzoi by Bosses of Davos. Is that true? The Rav Rav Yudah said, is it correct what we just established? Rav said it here. He says it here on the second line by Menichem Ner Agabi Adeko. I we know it's not true. Well, Bominei the Rav, they asked the question of Rav. Malut of Tuvah Shraga the Chanukah, used to bench Chanukah lift, and after the menorah went out, so the shaila was, are you allowed to move it? That's how Rashi points out. Shraga the Chanukah Lacha Shekov after it went out. On the whole Hemshech Hagemara, you see that Rashi's chart is correct. The whole discussion that the Rav was, I permitted they were afraid that the goyim were going to catch them at the bench chanukah, so they'll get into trouble. So called man, the guy like, we're not talking about that moving. We're talking after the mer chanukah goes out, are you allowed to move it or not? What's the shayla? Should I say nigidus katzoi? Since the tchilas leil Shabbos, the chanukah menorah was with bosses of davar ha'atzur, so it remains in the status of bosses for the whole duration of Shabbos. Or do you not say nigidus katzoi? So that was the shayla that they asked. Abominate the Rav, Maulat of Tuli, is it permissible to move Shraga, the Nair of Chanukah, Mikami Chavre, Bishabata? The Chavre were the goyim who were ruling the country in Bobel, in the days of the Amorim. Is it permissible to move the menorah Lachashkov, Amalu Shabbadom? So Rav said that it's permissible. So you see that he does not hold for Migadis Katsoi. After the Nair goes out, that's Moshe Shemesh of the Nevish of the Cairo. But you don't say Migadis Katsoi, so it's a Stiram Sak. And for the Gemara, no, that's a different case. Shas Hatzchak Shaini. That was the case of the Shas Hatzchak. Because of the Shas Hatzchakana, the goyim were going to put him in jail or whatever, they're going to punish him. How do you know that that's why he was Mako? Because when Rav gave that psak, the home relay Rav Kana Rav Ashi, the Rav, when Rav gave the psak that it's Mutter, after the Nechanika goes out, you don't say Migdus Katsoi. So the students asked him a question, Hachi Hilchasa, is that the halacha? Don't we pass like Rav Yudah that you say Migdus Katsoi? Omar Lahu and Rav responded, in general, Taka, we do say Migdus Katsoi. But Kedai Rav Shimon Rit Machala B'Shas Hatzach, since there is a Shas Hatzach, so you can rely on Rav Shimon. Sometimes we have such a clause, sometimes we don't. In Shulchan Aruch, what it says is like this. The Gemara says, when you have a machlekes b'shamay and b'silo, so we don't pass like the shamay at all. Most of the cases we pass like the silo. And then in 24 cases, the Gemara says we pass like the shamay. The Gemara says in the first Erech and Shabbos, that we yud ches dover, that one fine day, that the shamay atnamed the b'silo, so we, they voted la'aloch in 18 yud ches deiris, and the 18 cases like the shamay. Then Tesis and Sukkah points out on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, then in addition to the Yud Ches Dover, if you look through Shas, you can collect six additional cases with halachas like the Beis Shammai. Tesis quotes from the Siddur Rav Amram Bram like that. So the 6 and the 18 add down to 24. So in 24 cases, we pass them like Bishamai, and the rest of the cases, the overwhelming majority of the cases, we pass them like Bisil. So the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Lamed Vav, Bishamai, the Makom Bisil, later Mishnah, that we took, when we pass them like Bisil or against Bishamai, we totally ignore Bishamai's opinion. Then even if it would be a Shas HaTchak, you wouldn't be able to rely on the Bishamai. This cloud, Kedai or Aplani, this Mechol B'Shas HaTchak, doesn't apply to Bishamai against Bisul. What do we have against the Bishamai? So the Poskim writes in Yeredeya, the Pesachim Shuvah quotes this from Shuvah says, Mishigas Tzion, son of the Nadi Yehudah. We don't have anything wrong. Moshe has a Shuvah about this. We don't have anything against Bishamai. Sometimes he say the same Rav Shimon the Makom Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. Sometimes he say Kedai Rav Shimon Lus Mechol B'Shas HaTchak. It all depends. Was it Itna Hilchus Elahedya? That they, was it Omdul Aminyan and they outvoted the minority opinion? They outvoted them? Or they never, they were never Omdul Aminyan? We just know that that's the halacha. So in the cases of Hisham and Bisul, they were sitting together and voting Omdul Aminyan. So whenever Zoyshki passed in the halacha one way, a clear chatsa, even Mishas HaTchak, you don't follow the other opinion. But if it was never Omdul Aminyan, we just know there's a machloikis. You look in the Rishayim, you look in the Akhrenim, there's a machloikis. And it's mekubal that the din is the sugya d'yalma, the majority of the pasuk hold this way. So then, since it's not itna hilchus alehedya, so then we say it's considered a safek kaldu. It's considered a mikta safek. So then we would apply these klolim of kedai rab shimon lis mechol b'shas adchak. If you have a big shas adchak, there's room to be mekal, and we would apply the klal that the. Let's say the majority of the pasuk would say lahokel. Let's say the rov of the shitas would be like Reb Shimon. L'hokel, there's no migadis katsoy. Here it happens to be that the rov held like Reb Yehuda, that you do say migadis katsoy. What if it would have been the reverse? The rov would have sounded like Reb Shimon, that there's no din of migadis katsoy. Would it constitute a migadis katsoy to be machma like Reb Yehuda, to say migadis katsoy? So we say yes. That constitutes the Mishnah is having beta like that. That would constitute a midas chassidus to be choshish for the minority thing. So it's like over here, the Shas HaTchak, you can rely on the minority. So that would constitute, you can rely on the minority if the minority is makel. So it would constitute a midas chassidus to be choshish for the minority opinion if the minority is machmas. So that's only by men dvar ma'murim when it's loyit mehilchus to lehedi. But if it's oitki paskin lehedi, so it doesn't constitute a midas chassidus to be choshish for the minority opinion. We got voted. That's not that loch. In the Shas HaTchak, you wouldn't be lying to Shita either. The Pashtus is, what kind of a business is this? Kedai Rab Shimon Lis Mechol of the Shas HaTchak? Why should that be the case? So the Pashtus Pshat is the way the Ran explains in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin. It says in the Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin says that the mitzvahs of Chutz Lo'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. All the agricultural mitzvahs, they don't apply in Chutz Lo'aretz. Then it says there are a few exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Chodesh b'Chutz Lo'aretz applies, and one of the exceptions to the rule is Orla b'Chutz Lo'aretz, and it's a halacha. So the Gemara has a machlokes hamara, and what does the word halacha mean? Halacha means halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. Halacha means hilchus b'dina, means that it's min d'rabban. And it's a machlokes how to pass Rashi and Brachos daf lamed vav. Sounds like he holds that Orla b'Chutz Lo'aretz is only min d'rabban. That's how Rashi seems to have learned the Gemara. And the Rambam is famous. The Rambam understood that we pass from the Maskana, like the other opinion, that all the B'chutz Lo'aretz are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Gemara says, L'chor Adu Shei Di Anafke Mina. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai means that if it's in Deraisa, and Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr. If all the B'chutz Lo'aretz is only with the Rabbanim, so then you can understand why the Mishnah says, Sofik all the B'chutz Lo'aretz is L'Chumr. But if you should adopt the position that the Rambam passes like that all the B'chutz Lo'aretz are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, so it's a din deraisis. How come the Mishnah says in Orla the Safik Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz is L'kula? Mar says no, that's a different story. Kach nemra halacha vada asur seka mutter. The Mar says that even if you hold that Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz is halacha Moshe M'Sinai, you still hold from that din in the Mishnah that Safik Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz is L'hokha. And that's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. What does that mean? So the Ramban holds that's a special Halacha Moshe M'Sinai is a part of the din of Orla. Kach Nemra Hilchus, so that's the din. Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz, Vada, Osir, Sveika Muta. It's a special din, Safek Orla B'chutz Lo'aretz. Doesn't apply to any other Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. In any other case of the Safek Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, Safek Deraisa L'chumra. That's what the Ramban writes. and the Sefer Mitzvos, and this is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam says he doesn't agree with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Safek Halach al Moshe Mishinai is Lekulam. So some of the Nesek Kelim don't understand. He made up his own Rambam. He's disagreeing with the Rambam that doesn't exist. Where does the Rambam say that that Halach al Moshe Mishinai, every Halach al Moshe Mishinai is Safek Lekulam? The Rambam just quotes the Gemara. However you'll interpret the Gemara, you'll interpret the Rambam. Where did the Rambam say that Safek Halach al Moshe, every and any, any and every Safek Halach al Moshe Mishinai is Lekulam? Where does it say in the Rambam? There is no such Rambam. But the later Achrenim say there is such a Rambam. The Ramban knew what he was talking about. The Ramban doesn't tell you where the Rambam is. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, of all places. That the Mishnah says in Mikvos, if you have a mikveh, somebody was tevil in the mikveh, so it's a suffix whether the mikveh had Nemsah, didn't have Nemsah. So you go to Lechumra. A suffix there is a Lechumra. So the Rambam writes over there, but the whole Shiurim, Ma'alach HaMoshe Misina. So the whole Shiur Nemsah is also Ma'alach HaMoshe Misina. So the Rambam doesn't word it explicitly like this, but this is what he implies. He asks Akasha, why do you say Safik? A person was careful in a mikveh. Safik hoiba memsah, Safik hoiba memsah. So the Mishnah says you go to Chumra, but you should say it's a Safik Halach al Moshe Misinai, it should be Lekula. So the Rambam poses the question, doesn't have so many words, but he gives you the Teret, you see, for the Teret, that's what was bothering him. So the Rambam says there are two kinds of Halach al Moshe Misinai. If you have a whole din that's only known to Halach al Moshe Misinai, then you would have said, if that would have been the case, like our law, all our law b'chutz l'aretz is Halach al Moshe Misinai. So then you would say, Safek l'kula. But here, Tzvila b'mikveh is a pasuk in the Chumash, but you have to be tevil in the mikveh. One certain detail, one aspect, happens to be Halach al Moshe Misinai, the Shia Memstor. The Halach al Moshe Misinai is mefarish, that when it says in the Chumash, v'rachatz is b'sara b'amayim v'toher, what kind of mind? Mind should call Gufa Oilabahem. So that's a different kind of Halach HaMoshe Mishinah. That's Halach HaMoshe Mishinah, that's Mefarish Shat in the Pasuk. So the Rambam says there, you go Lechumra, even though it's Halach HaMoshe Mishinah. They see that the Rambam understood that in every case of Halach HaMoshe Mishinah should have really been Sveika Lekula. There's a special reason why this one is different, because this Halach HaMoshe Mishinah of Nem saw all the Shiurim are Shiurim Hatzitz and Mechitz and Halach HaMoshe Mishinah. This Halach HaMoshe Mishinah comes to be Mefarish of Shat in the Pasuk. So since it boils down to a post against Chumash, that suffix there is a Lechumim.
You said earlier here that you still have to be black.
So the Rambam, right, the Rambam would probably say that that's Mefarish how to fulfill the mitzvah tefillah. Not a brand new. What would be an example of Halach HaMoshe Mishinai like oil of a chutzlar? Take for example, Nisach HaMayim and Sukkot. The whole thing is Yeshmiyad. The Mamish, there is no pasuk in the Chumash that this is interpreted. If you hold, the Gemara has a machlekes whether Nisach HaMayim is Halach HaMoshe Mishinai or it's a drasha on a sachel. So if you hold it's a drasha, so then it's not Halach HaMoshe Mishinai. But if you hold that it's Halach HaMoshe Mishinai, then it's purely Halach HaMoshe Mishinai. The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, is Halach HaMoshe Mishinai. So if you would have a suffix, if you were Yotze Nisa, and you did Nisa Chamayim, and you have a suffix, if you were Yotze, so then the Rambam would probably say, you go Lekula. Just the same as all of the Chutz
Lars. Just one more thing. What is the process?
What time? What? That has nothing to do
with it. The fact that it's on a tree,
the circle, the
cupid lamp, the candelabra, wherever it is in the
Rashi, the same correct. Correct. So the Rashi says, if I hang a lantern, if the lantern will be hanging on a branch of the tree, hanging on a nail that's nailed into the tree, and I'll use the light that emanates from the lantern, that's not a problem. That's not called Mishtamish Mimbrut. The minute I'll take off the, either to hang on a lantern on a tree or to take off a lantern, that's called Mishtamish Mimbrut. To hang off my jacket on Shabbos or to take my jacket off, that's Mishtamish. See, the Shaila is, am I permitted to hang a lantern on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov on a tree? So the Shaila is there a concern on Erev Shabbos? What can be wrong? Erev Shabbos, I mean, what's the reason? The Shaila, the concern is maybe he'll forget and he'll take it off on Shabbos on Yom.
It doesn't matter where it is. You know what the Mishnah is in there? Because if it's on the table, the Mishnah is
there. What does
that have to do
with it? But Mar says it like this. On Yom, we always move the candles around.
Right.
We need the candles in another room. Take the candles from the table, take them to the other room. So to hang on a lantern on the tree on every Yom is not allowed. Because if it's there, the guy may take, he'll forget that this time the lantern is not hanging on a tree. By taking it off, he's mishtamish no mechuba. He's going to forget. They'll think that just like if the candelabra is on the table, he can move around. They'll think he's allowed to take the candle that's hanging on the nail on the tree also. He's not allowed to hang a lantern on a tree. And there the yontif is not allowed. So they make a gzeirah. He may forget on yontif and take it off of the tree. But to hang it on Erev Shabbos, what's the gzeirah? If he would leave it on a table, he's not allowed to move it at all. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the candelabra at all. So the Gemara says, if you would have said that Rav holds, like Rav Shimon, that you don't say migadis katsoi the benash mashas, so then there should have been the same Zayr on Shabbos that there is on Yom Kippur. He may carry the lantern after the flame goes out. Because when the flame is burning, the Shemin is above. But after it goes out, if Rav held like Rav Shimon that there's no din of Migdis Katsoi, so he should have made a Zayr not to hang the lantern on Erev Shabbos on the tree, just like he made a Zayr that you're not allowed to hang the lantern on the tree on Erev Yom Kippur. So the fact that he distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Kippur shows that even after the flame goes out, he's still saying Migdis Katsoi on Shabbos. So getting back again. So the Gemara, that's the discussion the Gemara has in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Orlo applies in Chutz La'aretz, one of the exceptions to the rule, even though Orlo should have been one of the mitzvahs Hafriz Boretz, nonetheless it's not the Chutz La'aretz. And then Mishnah says it's Mehalacha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amarim. How do you translate the word Halacha? Halacha means Mehilchus Medina, it means it's a din Medirabana, or it means Halacha L'Moshe Mesina. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam had a pass. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assume Orlo B'chutz La'aretz is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, and Rashi seems to hold in brachas that we have to hold that Orlo B'chutz La'aretz is only Midirabbanah. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai or it's Midirabbanah. First thing Gemara says, Shuruch, Haftan Aftimina, Sofik. Sofik, the Rabbanah L'Kula. In Sofik, the Raisa L'Kula. Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the Raisa. The Gemara says, that's not correct. Because Kach Nehmer Halacha, the Sofik Orlo B'chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So there's a detail in Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban. What does that mean? The Ramban picks on the Rambam, he doesn't tell you where the Rambam is. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos is disagreeing with the Rambam, happens to be located in Hilchos Mikvos, where the Rambam, from the teretz that he gave, you see that was bothering him in the Kasha. The Rambam seems to have understood in the Gemara that any and every halakha l'moshe mesinai is fake l'kula, unless it's halakha l'moshe mesinai, that b'ol farish how to fulfill a din in the Torah. But if it's a new halakha l'moshe mesinai, you go l'kula in all. And the Ramban holds, no, you only go l'kula in Orla b'chutzla. That's the one and only halakha l'moshe mesinai. The kach nehmer halakha is a package deal in Orla b'chutzla, not a universal din in every halakha l'moshe mesinai. So here the Gemara had the Ran in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin develops the following idea. The Gemara has a klal in Brochus and Daf Lamed Vav and in other places. So the Gemara says whenever there's a machlokes hatanoim regarding any din in Hilchos or law, and even if the majority opinion is lahachmir, and in Eretz Yisrael we would adopt the majority opinion acharam lahatas, but kolamekel baretz halachim k'maisa b'chutz la'aretz. If there's a minority opinion in Eretz Yisrael that such a thing is mutter, even though that's not the accepted opinion, but when it comes to Orlo B'chutz La'aretz, we would be made. So what is that all about? Why should we have the right to follow the lenient opinion B'chutz La'aretz if it was outvoted in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ran in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin explains why. Because Safik Orlo B'chutz La'aretz mutter is not identical with the din of Safik D'Rabbana L'Kula. Umar first starts off like that. Well, first starts off by saying, Bishleima, if you hold that Orla B'chutz La'aretz on the Midrabbanan, then you understand the Mishnah why Safik Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Lahakim. But if you hold Orla Salach L'Moshe Mesinai, how are you supposed to understand the din? Mar says, no, Kach Nehmer Halacha. Once the Gemara comes to the answer that it's Mutter, so the Ran explains it's more Mutter than Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Let's say you have a Safik D'Rabbanan where the rove is no to Lahakim. The likelihood is that it's, the fact probably is that it's also. But you're not sure, you're not 100% sure. So if it would have been any din d'rabbanan, that's not good. Sofik d'rabbanan l'kula is only 50-50 sofik. If the likelihood is, if the odds are 70-30, l'hachmir, then that's not a sofik hashofel, you can't say sofik d'rabbanan l'kula. But as far as all of chutz la'aretz, you still say, it's still a sofik koldu. Iran says, as long as you have a sofik koldu, any sofik koldu, you have a right to be mekel. So the Ran says the same is true if you have a machlokes hatanoim. What the din is, the majority of the tanoim hold lechumre, the minority hold lekula. So in Eretz Yisrael, you say acharam lahatas, you have to all of Eretz Yisrael, you go basarai. But all of the chutz la'aretz, even though the rov say the rov of the tanoim say lahachmir, That's like if you have a suffix, what the facts are. A guy buys a house from a guy, and he sees that he has a tree that's growing there. He doesn't know how old the tree is. Is the tree 5 years old, or is the tree 2 years old? See, if it was 3 years old, 2 years old, then it's still a din of arma. If the tree is 5 years old, then there's no din of arma. So, and even though the rove is that it still looks, the likelihood is, the 70% likelihood is that it's still within the first 3 years, but there's a mere chance that it's already after the 5 years are up. So even though it's only a mere chance, the halacha says that's called a safek kolder. Safek kolder is good enough to be made on an arm of a chutzlur. It's better than a safek derabbanan lekula. Safek derabbanan lekula only applies when a safek hashakum. And here, even though it's the rove is neitel lahachmer, he still says safek kolder is enough. So the Ran says when you have a machleik is satanoim, even though the majority hold lahachmer, but there's still a safek kolder, then maybe the din is like the minority opinion. So if it would have been Amdul Aminyan, that's the end of the story. So the Gemara says, and all the Machloikis and Beishamai and Yisil, they were Amdul Aminyan. And the Beishamai were outvoted, and on the 24 cases where the Yisil were outvoted, they were outvoted. And it's Labdafki, Beishamai and Yisil, we don't have anything against Beishamai. It's not that Beishamai and Yisil, it's not a historical reason, because they were such big Machloikis and they had to make Ohi Rasha. No, it's the same Machloikis of Yudah Reb Shimon. Any time there's Machloikis, whenever it's Amdul Aminyan, and they came to a maskana, facing each other, came to a maskana, that's it. So you no longer consider it a safek kolderu. But whenever it's loy amdul aminyan, that is considered a safek kolderu, and that's sufficient to be mako in orla b'chutz lors. That's the explanation that the Ran gives on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif at the end of the first parak in Kiddush. So that goes together. That goes together with this idea. Kedai Rav Shimon list Mechala b'Shasat Chag means that it's a Safek Kolderu. So since it's a Shtik of Safek Kolderu, so even though we're not talking about Oyla b'Chutzlos, we're talking about Hilchus Muktzah. And Hilchus Muktzah, it's a real Din de Rabban. So Safek Kolderu should not be enough. He should have really required a 50-50 Safek. So since the majority hold like Rav Yudah, you don't have a Safek Ashakul. So Gemara says b'Shasat Chag, you can be make a suffix, the Rabban Lakula, even though it's only a suffix Kaldu. But the Pasha Pshat Nihimar is that that's only by Muktzah, because it's a Din de Rabbanan. What if you would be dealing with an issue that's Deraisa? Gemara and Brachas, Daftes, see on the side of the Gemara, they give you the Mamakaymas. So some are in brackets, some are not in brackets. Those that are not in brackets were written by Rabbi Shua Boaz. It says on the first page. Rabbi Shua Boaz lived before the days of the Ramah, and he did us a big service. He wrote the Torah, or all the Ma'amikamis to the Tanakh. He wrote the Masoras Ashas, the cross references in the Gemara. He wrote the Ayin Mishpat Der Mitzvah, Ma'amikamis in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Torah, and the Smag. And he also wrote the Shulchan Gibarim on the side of the Rift. He did all of this for us. So whatever is not in brackets is by Rabbi Shua Boaz. Whatever is in brackets was added way later, in the 1700s. They tell you who added that on. Rabbi Shai Berlin. Whatever's in brackets, sometimes you have things in brackets in the Ayin Mishpat also. So all the brackets, Marmakonis, were added on later by Rabbi Shai Berlin. So all of these are Marmakonis. So in Brachas Daftes, the Gemara is talking about Birchas Kriyashma. Reciting Birchas Kriyashma, which is only the Rabban. We're not talking about Kriyashma itself, which may or may not be there, right? We're talking about Birchas Kriyashma. Can you be make or can you decide Birchas Kriyashma after Chatzos? Maybe after Chatzos you're not going to say the mitzvah of Kriyashma with the Rabbanus. You can't say both. A topic the Rabbanus. The Gemara Nida and Daf Tes and Daf Vav. Gemara is talking there about a two member Islais which is only with the Rabbanus. All the Gemaras. Brach is there and Gitt Nida. All the Gemaras are talking about Dinam the Rabbanus. The only time it appears in Shas, appears all these Ma'amakimus. All the cases in the Gemara happen to be talking about issues the Rabbanan. They're not talking about Ola B'chutz Lord. Ola B'chutz Lord, that's what the Ran explained. Any Sophic called do. You say, you have a right to be Mekel on Ola B'chutz Lord. Even Shaloi B'shas HaTzchak. But on another din the Rabbanan, you only have a right to be Mekel Sophic the Rabbanan Lekula if it's a Sophic Ashokel. If it's a Sophic called do, the majority of that Tanaim hold Takeret, you're not allowed to be Mekel. You have no right to say Sophic the Rabbanan Lekul. But the Gemara is saying it well. If it's a Shas HaTzchak and it's a Nisa the Rabbanan, then you can stretch a little bit and say we can declare it as a Sophic the Rabbanan Lekul, even though it's not a real Sophic HaShokul, even though it's a Sophic Kolderu. But what if it would be an issue deraisa? You have a right to stretch there too. You have a shayla of a din deraisa. So if deraisa is not mechuber, so how can you say kedai haraplanis mechala b'shas adkak on an issue deraisa? So that's very strange. That's a in Shulchan Aruch. That's a machlokes the shach and the tash. A Moshe has shulchan about this. We discussed that. That's very difficult. The tash this is that all the cases in shas and brachas there and get neither in here in Shabbos. All the cases are talking about cases the rabbanon. So even though you should have only really had the right to say sofik the rabbanon lekula by sofik ashoku, the Gemara said the shas atchak. You stretch a little bit. You apply Safik Darabana Lakula, even if it's not a Safik Ashokal. But if you're talking about a Din Daraisa, the Din Daraisa is even if you have a Safik Ashokal, it's is Lakhumer. So how can you, there's nothing to stretch from. So how can you stretch and say even a Safik called Dahu? You can also be Mekal Vishasatchak. Even a Safik Ashokal, there's no room to be Mekal Vishasatchak. So the Pashto says, like those Achmanim say, it only applies to a Din Darabana. Shouldn't apply to a Din Daraisa. Rabbi Nezer has a. As a discussion, he talks about Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh. Some of the Poskim talk about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. So they discuss, according to some, you're dealing with an issue deraisa. The Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is a din deraisa. But since there are some Poskim who hold that the Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not noig at all, not even noig, but the Rabbanon, and it's such a big Shas HaTchat, so some say that Kedaihu Ashitas HaMiyut this mechala b'shas atchak to be mekel, you don't even need a hetter mechir. Wow. Kedai raplanet this mechala b'shas atchak even on a din deraisa, on a shita kosher, on a sofik kosher. That's very difficult. The pashto says that it should only apply to cases that are bon. Shouldn't apply to any case deraisa. It's an extension of the din of sofik that are bon lukus.
Didn't
the
mechalas haforum or the din of shekos apply to shekos in din?
Whether that's our office replied and stuff about the Kula, and all the Mitzvahs applying also to a Safik Mahalach. Is there such a Machlokes? I don't know. By all the B'chutlots, we should apply. That's the Gemara. The Samachranim say that that's why Rashi comments on Brochus Daflam Advav, that all the B'chutlots only with the Rabbanon. How did Rashi know that we accept the opinion that is the Rabbanon? Maybe we should accept the opinion of the Bukhutzlot and Halakha Moshe Mishina. Like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch adopted that opinion. They said, because on that daf where Rashi writes in the Brachas Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara applies Halakha Gitab Amekel Va'avu. That even a sacred Adina, you also say a suffix called the Hu is enough. So how can that be? That doesn't make any sense. The Torah tells you. If you would have held that oil of the chutzlah, it says halacha l'moshe misina, means that it's deraisa, and nonetheless the Torah tells you how to act, the makom sofek. So that is an argument based on a pesach that runs as follows. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to tell you how to act, the makom sofek, because human beings never know what to act. But the Torah is never going to tell you how to act, the makom sekeh adina. How can Allah tell you how to act? Malkum sekeh adina. Sit down and break your head and figure out what the din is. You can't tell a guy sit down and break your head and figure out what the facts are. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows that human beings are only human. They can't know everything. They can't be omniscient. They can't know anything. So their case is you're not going to know the din. You're not going to know the facts of that. The halacha, you can have a din deraisa and tell you how to act when you're not sure what the facts are. How can you have a din deraisa and tell you how to act when you don't know what the din is? Sit down and figure out what the din is. So from the fact that the Gemara says that Safik Arla B'chutz La'aretz L'kula doesn't only apply to Safik, in fact, even applies to Sekhet Adina, that's what prompted Rashi to assume that it must be that Arla B'chutz La'aretz is only the Rabbanon. If it would have been Allah from Moshe Messina, it wouldn't make sense that part of the Allah from Moshe Messina should tell you how to act when you have a Sekhet Adina. But the Safik the Rabbanon, the whole thing is only the Rabbanon to begin with. Even then, Safik the Rabbanon L'kula on the Sekhet Adina. Why not? A Sufik, to tell you how to act on a Sufik deraisa, that the Torah tells you how to act. How can the Torah tell you how to act from up in Sufik the Dina, Sekhet Adina? Sit and figure out the Dina. There are facts you can't always figure out. The Allah has to provide you with a psak. How do you act when you have a Sufik in the mitzvah? But he's talking about a Dinda Rabbana, that you can ask. The Chacham will tell you how to act when you have a Sekhet Adina.
That because it's not really doing the right, that most poskim assume.
Yeah, once you establish that most poskim hold that it's only the Rabbanon, yeah, which is the case, so then you can say kedai mitzvahol b'shas hapcha. Yeah, that you can do. But if one knows that he's dealing with a real issue deraisa, if the Rova Pasim Hod is dealing with an issue deraisa, they say Kedai Raflai Lismokol B'Shashat Chat, that Maflai is the Taz in the Shach and Yeridaya. That's very difficult. That's very difficult to understand. How can it apply to a Din deraisa? And a Din deRabbanan is a Chiddush that it should apply.
How does Rashi understand one Avilus in deraisa? That we still apply a lot to the Grand Maple of Avilus?
If you hold that Avelis is deraisa,
or on the first,
that's a good taina. Those who hold the Gaonim say, Tesis and Eretz in quotes, Tesis and Eretz Daf Mem Vav quotes the Gaonim, that even if you hold that Avelis, Tesis themselves hold Avelis and Rishon is only the Rabban, all Avelis only the Rabban. But the Gaonim are of the opinion that all the laws of Shiva have to be observed in Torah on the first day of Shiva. The rest of Shiva is only the Rabban. And nonetheless, the Gaonim say, Aloch Gdiv Amekel Ba'ovel, even on Avelis Yom Rish. That's how Tesis quotes the Shiva Sagana. And the Ramban quotes that Tesis, he quotes the Shiva Sagana. Ramban and Teres Odom quotes that Tesis in Erev, and we have it printed in Erev, and Adaf Mem Vav, where the Tesis quotes the Shiva Sagana. So there they say the Ferish, that Aloch Gdiv Amekel Ba'ovel, any Sophic called the Hu, even though it says sacred bin, any suffix called you still go to kula. Even though it's a din deraisa. So that's not like this svara. It's not like this svara. This svara that the achreidim say in Rashi, what prompted Rashi and Brachas Aflam Adav to say that all of the chutz is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara in Brachas assumes kol amekel baras halacha gemarsa b'chutz baras. Rashi held on the level of deraisa. There can't be such a thing. The Torah is going to tell you how to act from up and sacred bin. That's as far as that Tesis develops. So Rashi and Brachas, they want to say Rashi always like that story. But you see the Gaonim hold that, so the Gaonim hold that Avelus and Rishon is their Isa. And Sophic Avelus Rekula does normally apply to Sophic and Metzias. The guy died, I'm not sure if I'm related to him or not. My mother is a Shaivus, it's my brother or not, whatever. A Sophic and Metzias. So not only do you say Sophic Avelus Rekula and a Sophic and Metzias, even applied to sacred Adidas. So that's not like this place. That is correct. Not like this one. So that's what the Gemara says, that Rab in principle really holds like Rab Yudit, that you say Migiris Katsar Ben Ashmashis is Katsar Koyani. But this was a big Shas Hatchak. The Balabatim came, they were pleading with Rab, can he fetch Eis HaHetzer to move the nearest Chanukah after the flame went out? Lacha Shekoveh. Maybe you can rely on Rab Shimon not to say Migiris Katsu. So he says, since it's a Shas Atchak, Kedai Rab Shimon list Mechala B'Shas Atchak.
So this is the Gemara
of Chukot Ches, says, not only holds the Gemara, but the Gemara of Chukot, he holds only Gemara of Yehuda. Yeah. But he took the Yehuda of Chukot. Holds like Rab Shimon, but in the Migiris Katsoi, he holds like Rab Yehuda. That's what Tyson points out. Legabi Tiltol about moving, let's say I have some Pesach big dishes. I allow to move them or not. So we hold like Rab Shimon is not Mukta. But Legabi Migdis Katsoi, we hold like Rab Yudin. We don't hold like Rab Shimon. That's one distinction. Achila is more common than Tiltol. And Migdis Katsoi is more common. That part of Rab Shimon has not been accepted. Rab Shimon holds you don't say Migdis Katsoi, so that is more rejected. Two chiluk, one between Achila and Tiltol, and one is between Migdis Katsoi, and the rest of Tiltol. Now the Gemara has an interesting sophic. Boy, Menere Shlokish Menab Yechon. What's the din of Chitim Shazar and Mikaka Beitim Shetachas Atanagoyles? Mal. What's the shayla? Chitim Shazar and Bikarka Behishvishu? They took roots. So the shayla, am I allowed to pull it out? That'll be coats there. The Rashi says, of course not, but I know Hishvishu. They didn't take roots yet. Rashi points out, Abad, it didn't take roots yet. So the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the Gemara in Menachos has such a suffix. What the din, the Gemara in Bav Metzia has in Perek HaZohar, the Negeya too, there's a din, Eina Noa Karkos. In Lest we said, when we read, the end of Chumash Vayikra had the din of Rabbi Noah, the son of Isha Samisna. It says when you sell Karka, you should figure out how many years if his Karka is in Eretz Yisrael, and when it comes Shnat HaYovel, so the son is going to go back to you. It's going to go back to whoever the original owner is. Because the fellow who's buying the field from you is not going to own it forever. He's only going to have it for a couple of years. So if it's only 3-4 years until Yarko, so don't charge him millions of dollars. He's only going to have it for a couple of years. And if he charged too much, that's a violation of Ayman. So that's a pasuk in Chumash. So then Gemara has another pasuk. That's the original pasuk in Chumash of Ayman. Then Gemara has another pasuk that says, "Chisim kamim kam secha kana miyana misecha." I'll tell you what you're not allowed to cheat. The Gemara dashes, "Miyana misecha davar nikta miyad liyad." That the laws of Ayman only apply to mitalkalim. They don't apply to kad. So the Rishonim ask, "How can it be?" The Ramban asks on Chumash, and the other Rishonim ask, "But the original pasuk in Chumash goes on karka." He says you should calculate how many years there are left to Yovel and you should charge accordingly. So you see that there is a din of Ayin Lo'abakar. So the Menchaschina has a long arichas on the Ramban, and he explains based on the Ramban that the Tanoim saw over here that there's a new aspect to Ayin Lo'. There's a prohibition, you're not allowed to cheat in business, you have to charge the correct price. And there's another din of Ayin Lo'a, a penalty. If somebody charged too much or he paid too little, so then there's a knas of Ayin Lo'a. The knas of Ayin Lo'a never says explicitly a chodesh. But for the fact that you have a din, if it's akum, so there's no din of Ayin Lo'a. Or if it's hegdish, there's no din of Ayin Lo'a. What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat on nothing? What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat hegdish? It doesn't make sense. How can there be such a din? It's mutar l'chatchila to cheat hegdish. So the answer is, it doesn't go on mutar l'chatchila. Of course, you're not allowed to cheat on nothing. You're not allowed to cheat hegdish. The Averis, Benorah, Machavera all apply to Gabi Anachri. The mitzvahs don't apply. I'm not mechuyev to give socket to the Nachri, because the Nachri is not mechuyev to give back socket to me. It's not from the Sheva mitzvahs, been enough. The obligation to give socket is only when it's reciprocal. You're obligated to give to others, because when you'll be in need, they'll be obligated to give to you. You have a chiyuv to be Menachem Avol by others, and to be Mesamech at Echasana, because they have a chiyuv to be Mesamech you and be Menachem Avol by you. So all of the mitzvahs essay, as opposed to mitzvahs lo essay. So all the mitzvahs essay, Shemirat Machaber, you mechiyuv to do for others, because they mechiyuv to do back to you. But the mitzvahs lo essay don't have to have reciprocity. I'm not allowed to kill the other person, not because he's not allowed to kill me. Period, I'm not allowed to kill him. I'm not allowed to be chayvul b'chaveh, I'm not allowed to be mazik b'machaveh, I'm not allowed to hurt his feelings. So even if the Nachri would be permitted to kill me, he's not allowed to kill me either. He's not allowed to be mazik me either. But you don't need reciprocity over there, only Yisuri. Certainly apply the Gabi on Nachri. So you're not allowed to cheat the Nachri. So how does the Gemara learn out from a pasuk la mishecho? So the Rashash and the Mishkan as Yankin point out, if you read the Lashon and Gemara carefully, the Gemara says in the first half and the second parak in Mecharis, it doesn't go on the heter. There's no heter right now to cheat a nachri. Abadah is an isa deraisa to cheat. It goes on the penalty. The Chazal saw in between the lines, they read in between the lines that there's a penalty because you have the pasuk, the original pasuk of Ayin Lo'a, it says by karka. And then he dashim miyana misecha davar nikta miyana liyana. I know only applies to metalkalim, doesn't apply to karka. How can you make such a drasha? There's no Ayin Lo'a the karka. The original pasuk is by karka. So he saw that there's a reference here to a penalty of Ayin Lo'a. If you charge too much, so sometimes you have to machzor Ayin Lo'a, and sometimes bottle mekach. The penalty is so great, the guy has the right to back out completely. So these penalties only apply if it's metalpilin. If it's karka, they don't apply, and the penalty doesn't apply if it's hegdish, and the penalty doesn't apply if it's anakum. Lamisech ata machzor anoliyah, ata machzor anoliyah. So the Mishnah is talk over there about Ayin Lo'a karkos. So the Gemara has a suffix. Karkos is either karka or mechuba the karka. Adina ke karka. What's an example? Mechuba the karka. You plant a tree, so it's hishrish, so that's called mechuba the karka. What if I'm selling a telephone pole? I have a pole that's cemented into the ground. That's called tolo shel b'sof chibro. So if I take a sapling and I plant it in the ground and it takes root in a new location, that's not called tolo shel b'sof chibro. That's hishrish. Hishrish is mechuba the karka, adina ke karka. But if I cement, light pole over here, the electric pole. So if I cement the pole to the ground, it's not hishrish, it didn't take roots, it just cemented to the ground. That's a machlokes had a pasuk. What if you have a house? What if you have a bias? The bias doesn't take root. The bias is built with cement and bricks and wood or whatever. So that's also toldashul b'sav chibra. So Taisus writes in Shavuos, A house is also subject to the machlekes hatarayim, where the tavla shel b'sarchim edibik ketavla shel edibik kebechuk. And the shach and the chayish mishma and tzimis harkei has a long essay. He thinks that that doesn't make any sense. Tavla shel b'sarchim is on a lamp post, on a telephone pole, something like that. That's cemented. But a house, as he says, for sure is considered mechuba l'karka dina k'karka afal pi shelo hishmish. Okay, so there are rules and regulations when something. We have a lot of times a din that depends: is it karka or is it metalkalin? Ein mishboy malakakoes, ein anor lakakoes. The kama the kama other din. These are two examples. Not only dinim of karka are equated with each other, but one puts these two together. Ein mishboy malakakoes, ein anor lakakoes are put together. So you have rules and regulations. If it's mechuba l'karka dina k'karka, that's if it's hishvish. And if it's not hishvish, then if it's a bias, then the shach claims that l'chol adeis that dina k'karka. And if it's a telephone pole, that's a shaila, that's a machlokes where the talmish of the sofchim dina k'talmish dina k'mechuba. So now the Gemara has a shaila, Gemara has a sofer. Chitim shezarim l'karka v'lo hishvishu ma'hu. I planted seeds in the ground, in the normal course of events, the thing is going to take root. It takes a couple of days till it takes root. It depends, did I just put in a seed, did I put in a sapling, how long is it going to take? 3 days, 30 days. The different things, it depends how what the nature of the thing is that you're planting, how long is it going to take till it's going to be hishrish. What if I put the seeds in the ground, it didn't have enough time to be mashrish yet, and then I sell it. Or I have a shayla of shvua, a din Torah, on something that's planted in the ground, but it didn't take root yet. So if you say that it's dina kikarka, because it's oimed l'kach, it's soon going to become hishvish, unless you intervene, unless you take it out, and you prevent it from becoming hishvish. But if I put it there, it's oimed l'kach. So the Gemara has a sophic about that. But the chit m'shazar m'kach v'loi hishvishu is dinam kimechuber. What's dinam kitalosh of the Sat Chibro? Kitalosh of the Sat Chibro, when you cement the telephone pole or the lamp post into the ground, it's not oimed l'hishtaresh. It's not that if you leave it there a little longer, it's going to take roots. There are no roots. It's cement. It's never going to take roots. So that's machlokes for the Talmud of the Sar Chibur. And the Shach claims that a bias to l'chol adeis. A bias, of course, a bias is mechuba l'karka. Whoever heard, he said, you can't believe that Tosfos and Shmuel said that. It's impossible. A bias, of course, is mechuba l'karka. But over here, it's a funny case. I planted the seeds in the ground, but it didn't have a chance to take root yet. But it is going to take root. So should I say it's dinik in mechuba? Should I say it's dinik in tolu? Should that's a shayla in the Gemara? Gemara is not poishin. Here is a different shayla. Here is a difference. It's not connected with that shayla. Boy, my name is Shlomo Rabbi Yochanan. Chitim shezara mekarka beitzim shetachas tanagelus mahu. If you leave the chitim in the karka, they're going to be hishvishu, and at that time they will be muktzeh. So should I already say now? Al shem sofer, it's already considered muktzeh. Not a shayla, is it considered mechuba l'karka, dina k'karka, not dina k'karka? Here the assumption is that it's not dina k'mechuba l'karka. If it would have been dina k'mechuba l'karka, it would have been an isra of kotzer, possibly. We're not talking about kotzer. It's a shayla in hilchos muktzom. Chitim shezar m'karka, since it's oimed l'hishtareish, it's going to take root in the beitzim, tachas hanagoylus. I'm going to turn into a chick. So should I say it's already mukta now, I'll shame sofo, because I was makta the adai, that's how the Gemara works. Should I say, Kileis, when does Rav Shimon mukta, when does Rav Shimon disagree? We gave the cases. If you have the pesach, the condition set aside all year long, you don't use them. Sinum dira de mukach, an erev shabza, you would ask the guy, if you'd ask anyone, do you think he plans to use the pesach? They say, of course not. What, he's going to use it for chametz all year long, he's going to have to buy another set of pesach of the conditions. Of course he's not going to use it for chametz all year long. So the umdir of the mukhach is that he's not going to use it. Look, you have the ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party that's going to take place, so you have all these chalalach for the sheva brachas, so for the bar mitzvahs put aside. We know, if he has the guy, he says he doesn't plan to use it this Shabbos, clearly not. So the chavetz is really oichel, it's a kli. But it's an umdir of the mukhach, he doesn't plan to use it. So that's the original machlech of Shimon and Rav Yudin. Whether the Pesach Tikkun dishes or the ice cream in the freezer or the chalalach that he set aside for the bar mitzvah suda for the sheva brachas, would they be muktzana? So there, it wasn't dachid yadayim. He didn't go out of his way and do something to demonstrate that he doesn't hold that it's circle. But over here, since it was zorim b'karka and he put the beitzim shetachas anagalus, Igmar has a suffix. Maybe Rav Shimon only says, when does Rav Shimon say? The terechlim and the kelim are always mukhan me'aleihem. You don't need achronos abaylim. That's only hechad delo dachi be'adayim. But over here, hechad dachi be'adayim yisleim mukhtze. Dilma loishno. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. Rav Yechon, the answer is lakish, that Rav Shimon would be mekel even in such a case. Even if he shechitim shezor mekarka, in the basim shetachas hatana goylis, he thinks that Rav Shimon would be mekel even in. The only case Rav Shimon would be Maida would be a very rare case. What case is that? So the Gemara says later on, the same Rav Yechanan is speaking. So the Gemara has 20 lines later. How does the Gemara say later? Amar Rav Yudah Meshmuel, 15 lines on the bottom. So that we understand. Rashi and Tosfos explain based on the Hamshach Hagmar. The Zlogus with Simukim are going to reach a stage that's going to be borderline. It's going to be Achzi Veloy Achzi, the Gemara's Lashon in Beitza. Ikin Shidachlid, Ikin Shidaloy Achzi. Some people would eat it, some people would not eat it. So since it's a borderline case, whether it's some people hold that it's not called Eichel, so that depends on Achanas HaBailim. If the Bailim demonstrate Bein Hashmashas that they consider it Eichel, that's good. If the Bailim don't say anything, then we say it's not called Eichel. The same as Shmatas. If the clothing tears, so you're going to save the torn clothing to use it for something, and you're going to throw it in the garbage. So wealthy people would throw it in the garbage. What is there to discuss? They're not going to use it. And poor people would reuse the torn shmata. You're going to use it again as a beged. So the Gemara says, if you have a torn beged, that's a borderline case, whether it's labeled as a kli, or it's not labeled as a kli. Some people would say, you throw it in the garbage, you're not going to use it. Other people would say, no, it's a kli. It's a beged, you can use it for some purpose or another. So that depends on even Rav Shimon would agree. A borderline case of Eichlam, a borderline case of Kalim, that depends on the Balaam, whether he considers it Muktzana. So that's what the Gemara quotes later, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says that. So the Gemara here quotes Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Yechanan responds to Reish Lakish, where the Dachi of Yadayim makes it Muktzah not, so he says, no, it doesn't make it Muktzah. The only time Rabbi Shimon would be Maida would be a Muktzah Rabbi Shimon Ella. So he should have said, Rabbi Shimon Ella. He doesn't say that. He gives a different case. A Muktzah Rabbi Shimon Ella, Shemesh Ebener, Rishosh Shuhu Doyle. He comes in a different case. Shemesh Ebener, because on the previous daf, the Gemara quoted the brayta by Moshe Shemin Shebinir. Lacha Shekovet. Because when the Nair is burning, Rav Shimon also agrees that the Nair is Mukta. After it goes out, so the whole Siba of it being Mukta is because of buses, so the Siba Sahaksor disappears. So that's the Machlech Rav Shimon Rav Yudah, where they say Migdus Katsar. Because man that it's burning, Rav Shimon agrees. So that's what Rav Yechanan answers Reish Lakish. Tyson says, why did he give that funny case? He should have said that he looked to the Rav Shimon Elik, Ragus at Simukim. Why does he go back to the Moshe Shemin Shabinair? Because Nashu Hudaylik. That's a different reason why. Should have given a case that it's within Hilchas Muktzah. That's a different reason. But that's the case that he says. Moide Rav Shimon, the only case Rav Shimon is Moide, is Shemin Shabinair, Bishoshu Hudaylik. Why is that? So he gives a reason that sounds very strange. He says, Hoba Huktzala Mitzvah says, the Huktzala Isura. That's the correct reading, with a vav. The Gemara at this point quotes a statement from Rabbi Yechanan. And the original version of Rabbi Yechanan is going to be corrected in a minute. Another couple of lines, the Gemara is going to amend the text. But first, the reading was, because you have a tziruf of two considerations. It's like a tartele reyusa. First of all, the Huktzala Mitzvah say, and secondly, a Huktzala Isura. You're not allowed to use the Shemesh Abinair because it's designated for the mitzvah of Havlokas Nehru Shabbos. You're not allowed to take out any of the Shemesh. And secondly, it's hooked to the Isur. You're not allowed to take out any of the Shemesh in there because it's an Isur Mechaber. If you take out Mishemesh Abinair, it's Chai Mishu Mechaber. I'm a topic when Hashemesh Abinair, Chai Mishu Mechaber. So because you have the consideration of the two factors, that's what makes it into Muktzah. That's what it sounds like, the Rabbi Yechanan said. Then the Gemara asked, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the only time that Shimon declares something as Muktzah is when you have a combination of two factors. Huktzah and Mitzvah is not sufficient. What are you talking about? Basically, Huktzah and Mitzvah question, or can it be that Shimon doesn't believe in Huktzah and Mitzvah alone? Huktzah and Mitzvah is a pasuk in Chumash. It's says Chag HaSukkos. The Gemara dashes Yishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga Chachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That's a din deraisa, the Ramban says. Hooks of Mitzvah says a din deraisa. So the original pasuk only speaks about Sukkah, but the Gemara extends it to all the mitzvahs, to Hadassim. The Gemara talks about Hooks of Mitzvah by Esrog, and the Ramban talks Hooks of Mitzvah by Tzitzis. Any Tashmish mitzvah, Bizman mitzvah, the Beis HaKnesses. Ramban says Hooks of Mitzvah by Beis HaKnesses is considered Hooks of Mitzvah. Ramban says, calls man that they still use the Shul to daven in it, it has the status of the Hooks of Mitzvah min HaTorah. After, let's say, the neighborhood is going down, and they don't have a daily minyan, but they have a minyan every Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's still Hooks of Mitzvahs. They don't have a minyan Shabbos and Yom Tov. They have on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's still Hooks of Mitzvahs. What if all the Jews move that? They never have a minyan in this shul anymore. So Ramban says, when I thought the whole Kedusha goes off. I, the Gemara has a Megillah deed, and you have to sell the shul and take the money and buy something momentary. You have to buy a Sefer Torah with it. Ma'am HaKadosh will all my reason. So the Ramban says, that part is only with the Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, because Ma'am's shul is still Oymeid, the Mitzvah is still going to, the Balabatim still plan to use the shul for services, for prayer services, then it's Hooks and Mitzvah and HaTorah. The fact that even after all the Jews moved out and no one used it, the shul is locked up for 20 years already, no one using it, so the fact that it's still retains Kedusha, that's only a make-believe din with the Rabban. That's not a din with the Rabban. The Kronim with the Rabban. So Ramban holds Hooks and Mitzvah is a din, the original Pasuk is only by Sukkot, but it's a din deraisa, and we extend it from Sukkot to all Tashmishi Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Reb Shimon needs a combination of two factors, Hooks and Mitzvah with Hooks and Yisura. Doesn't make sense. Basically, Hooks and Mitzvah, we have a Baisa that says, Sikha Chokil Chosa, Tasefter, it says, if he made a Sukkah and it's kosher, if he made a Sukkah and it's kosher, so it's not going to be Hooks and Mitzvah. But if he made a Sukkah and it has the correct amount of Schar, and you put on Noye Sukkah, so not only does the Sukkah proper become Hooks and Mitzvah, the Noye Sukkah become Hooks and Mitzvah. And then it says, remains Hooks and Mitzvah, also this topic, man. Ad Mitzvah Yonta for Acharon Shochat. So Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Yud has a long discussion on this. This appears in Sukkah Daf Yud. So this is what it says on the side, on the margin. So Sukkah Daf Yud is a very long Tosfos, but I have a long Arichas on this topic. Here Tosfos alludes to it just very briefly. Why is it Hooks and Mitzvah Yonta for Acharon in Shmini Atzeret? Shmini Atzeret, you don't. The Tosefta was composed in Eretz Yisrael, so they don't sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeret. But when they say Yom Tov Acharon, means that the Sukkah, and you know your Sukkah hooks in the Mitzvah throughout Shmini Atzeret. They only sit in Sukkah through Hashanah Rabbah. When Hashanah Rabbah is over, the Mishnah says, you don't have to sit in Sukkah. You can take all the chairs back and sit in the house. So why does it say that also the Estatic Nam, you're not allowed to get Anoy, you're not allowed to get benefit to many of the Noye Sukkah, there's no Malach involved. Why can't I eat the grapes that are hanging on the top? I have a bottle of wine. Why can't I take the bottle of wine and use it for Kiddush on Leil Shmini Atzeret? Why should it be hooked to the mitzvah on Shmini Atzeret? So the answer is the Brisa goes with the shita of Migdus Katzor Ben Hashmash, says Katzor LeKul Yoyim. Yeah, that's what Tosfos points out. But we know the Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Migdus Katzor. So how can the Gemara say that this Brisa follows Reb Shimon's opinion? The Gemara says. Gemara says the only reason why Reb Shimon is mother, how the hooks in the mitzvah, the hooks in the mitzvah, you have a combination of two factors. The Gemara says the basically hooks in the mitzvah, Reb Shimon doesn't believe in hooks in the mitzvah alone. But Tanya, we have a beferish of Braisa. Then the Gemara says, say, the chitema, maybe you'll think that the Braisa goes only Alim with the Reb Yudah, doesn't go Alim with Reb Shimon. Well, it's going to prove that it's not true. The Braisa even goes Alim with Reb Shimon. He says, what are you talking about? The Braisa said, that giveaway can't go like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't subscribe to Megiddus Katzoi. So how can you say it's Mukta through Yom Tov Acharon? The whole thing is Mukta through Shmini Atzeret. And at Shmini Atzeret you don't sit in Sukkah anymore. So the answer is, Migdus Katzoi, the Sukkah with the Noi Sukkah was hooked to the Mitzvotzoi, Bein Hashmashis, and between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeret. Because if the guy would want to sit in the Sukkah, if the guy would want to eat some food during Bein Hashmashis, in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeret, he would be required to sit in the Sukkah, the Sukkah derives of the Chumen. This is Sukkah, maybe it's still Hashanah Rabbah. So therefore, the Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah Soi, Bein Hashmashis of Shmini Atzeret. So it means, Migdus Katzoi Bein Hashmashis is Katzoi the Kuli Yonah. So Taisa says, Migdus Katzoi, but Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Migdus Katzoi. That's what Taisa's claim. Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Megidus Kasei. See this? So Tosfos says, you're right. That line in the Brisa is clearly the law for Rav Shimon. The fact that it says, it remains hooked in the Sot, I've been so young to Rav Shimon. See, Tosfos over here, goes in the Ka'ad, and so young to Rav Shimon. Tosfos be Mamaskal Ad. Picture Rav Shimon Ka'ad. Beyond the Fa'achron, why is the Sukkah with the noise Sukkah, why does it still retain the status of Huktan and Mitzvah Sai? So it says, because Migdalit Katsari Ben Ashmashas, Machmas Yon Sha'avah. That's a brief kitzur of the long Tosfos. There's a very long Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Yud. The Tosfos has a machlokes with Rashi. Tosfos says, you never say Muktz Machmas Sofik Yon Sha'avah. If something was Muktz on let's say you have Shabbos next to Yontas. So something was mukta on the first day, and there's no reason that it should be mukta on the second day. The reason why it's mukta is only on the first day. Makes a shenolda. On the first day, it is mukta on that day, but it shouldn't be mukta on the second day. But Ben Ashmash is in between the first day and the second day. Whatever was mukta on the first day is going to be mukta Ben Ashmash also. Because even though mukta is a din de Rabbanon, and Safik de Rabbanon should be lukula, Ben Ashmash is a Safik, but it's a chadav sheish lamatirans. You have to be machmar on the Safik mukta during this Ma'ana Ben Ashmashas. So Tosfos says, you're going to tell me now, Migdus Katsoi to Ben Ashmashas is Katsoi throughout the second day? No, it can't be, Tosfos says. It's only, Migdus Katsoi to Ben Ashmashas is Katsoi to Kol Yom, means whatever was Mukta, the Tchilas Hayom remains Mukta throughout the whole day. Ben Ashmashas in between the first day and the second day, Shabbos and Yontem next to each other. So something was mukta on the first day. You have to observe the laws of mukta Ben Ashmashas, but you only observe it the Torah Sofik, because you don't know when the first day ends and when the second day begins. If you'll be able to establish when the end of the first day was, then the first second of the second day, it wouldn't be mukta. So you can't say Migdus Katsoi to Ben Ashmashas is Katsoi to Kuliyam. Rashi writes otherwise, and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos drops like an atom bomb. They have three rayas that show that Rashi is wrong. The Achronim don't understand any of the rays of Tosfos. But Tosfos has a long arichat they present and isn't just demolish Rashi. Rashi sticks to his guns, and Rashi holds all the rays are not rays. Rashi fakir holds from the rays that Tosfos brings. Rashi says a ray to him. That's what we're trying to say. Some of the Gemara's are rays to Rashi, not a ray to Tosfos. Anyway, but that's what Tosfos holds. You never say mukta machna safik yem shorva. But I don't know when that point of time is. I have to sit in sukkah. If I'm interested in eating a meal, I have to sit in sukkah the whole time, and I'm not sure the whole time I'm being as much as. So that's another mitzvah. Mukta and the Torah applies to all mitzvahs. So one of the many mitzvahs in the Torah is the topic that writes the lukum. And ever you're not sure if you're obligated to perform a mitzvah, so you got to do it in the topic. Then I won't call it the mitzvah of sukkah. I'll call it the mitzvah of tzafik deraita l'chumra. But still hooked to the mitzvah for that mitzvah. So the bottom line, the sukkah with the noy sukkah were hooked to the mitzvah of the whole Ben Ashmashas. They were hooked to the mitzvah of the first minute into Shmini Atzeres. Machmas Yidiyah, Machmas Chiton Yidiyah. I didn't know when the first minute of Shmini Atzeres was. So you're right that the mitzvah of sukkah doesn't apply in the first second of Shmini Atzeres, but I don't know when is the last second of Hashanah Rabbah, when is the first second of Shmini Atzeres. So mitam sofik deraita l'chuma, I'm obligated to sit in the sukkah the first few seconds of Shmini Atzeres, first few minutes of Shmini Atzeres, because I don't know that it's already Shmini Atzeres. So the mele, the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, not so much hooked to the mitzvah to the mitzvah of sukkah, no. The first second that Shmini Atzeres begins is no more mitzvah of sukkah. Hooked to the mitzvah for the mitzvah stopping their eyes on the chumah. The emphasis is right to all the kitzur, very encapsulated form. Hikshav in a tam, the yontif for achron, the hooked to the mitzvah the status of the sukkah with the noy sukkah. I'm Shmini Atzeres. Why is that? So lo yaseh, let me tell you this katzad in hashanah machnis stopping yom shavah, which normally you don't say. And the one and only exception to the rule is over here by hooked to the mitzvah. Right? And that takes us back to kashin. But Rav Shimon doesn't believe in hooks in the mitzvah. That's one of the few disputes that we just said over here. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. This place is Kasha is Lishi Tosa. Their Shita happens to be in Bama Mazlikim. Tosa Shita is that hooks in the mitzvah of the Sukkah only applies on Shabbos and Yom, doesn't apply on Chalamot. So they understand that it's a din of mukta, one of the details in Hilchos Mukta. Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, what are they mixing up two different things? Hooked to the mitzvah as a din deraita, unlike every other mukta, only with the rabbanon. Hooked to the mitzvah as a din deraita, it's identical with the din of chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. And Tosfos disagrees with the rabbanon. Tosfos says that there are three different reasons why you're not allowed to use the noyah sukkah. One is hooked to the mitzvah, and one is chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. And the third one is dizi mitzvah. And Tosfos gives a whole dissertation in Bamei Mavrikim, the sugya of Chanukah, why the Gemara had to have three different reasons. Banta is not true, that these two are identical, there are only two reasons, they're not three reasons. And half of your problem is solved. You don't have to give two chibukim, you only have to give one chibukim. And Banta is hooked to the mitzvah, so is another way of saying chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. And you just have to explain why do you need two reasons, why do you need chal shem shemayim, there's a din deraita, why do you need these and this, why do you need two considerations. But he says it's not true that there are three. But this is Tosfos which he taught them. They hold that the Hupsal and its Vasai, the Midrash Katsai of Hupsal and its Vasai is the regular din in Hilchos Muktzeh. Rambam says that that's not the pshat. Let's say you designate an Esrog, each day of Sukkot you designate a separate Esrog. So then the Gemara says the first one will be Hupsal and its Vasai all day long the first day. Second one will hook from the Mitzvot all day long. The second day and third one will hook from the Mitzvot all day long. The third day. If you designate one Esrog for all the 7 days of Sukkot, so if you shook the Esrog the first day of Sukkot, it will be hooked from the Mitzvot to the end of the 7 days. So the Ramban says, it's more talks about hooked from the Mitzvot on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. It's the same against Tosfos. How can Tosfos say hooked from the Mitzvot doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed? The Ramban says it's the same thing more that it applies. Hooked from the Mitzvot over here is not a verse in Hilchos Muktzeh. The verse is like, if all the Jews move out of the neighborhood, no one's going to daven in the shul anymore, so it's no longer ending in the mitzvah. Let's say, have an old talis. That's the muscle we used to do. Have an old talis. I'm going to give it to the shul. My wife's going to buy me a new talis. I'll give you, what do I need so many talis? No. I'll donate it to the shul. What if the old talis is so torn and tattered, nobody wants it. The Gabbai in shul doesn't want it. I try to give it to poor people in the neighborhood, nobody wants it. So I said, Eddie, this mana mitzvah is up. I have a talis that I used to use for a mitzvah. This mana mitzvah is up. I made up my mind I'm not going to use them anymore because I got myself a new talis. So why should I use the old talis? I have already a traveling talis and a Shabbos talis and a talis to be buried in and a yontif talis and a Rosh Hashanah. How many talis do you need? I'm not going to use this talis and I'm trying to get rid of it to give it something. No one else in the world wants it. Finish. So this mana mitzvah is up for this talis. If you have a shul, no one's going to dive it in the shul anymore. Finish. So this mana mitzvah is up. So the Ramban says, Migdash Katsoi by Hilchos Muktzeh. There's not a voice of Hilchos Muktzeh, Migdash Katsoi, that it should be told in the Machlek that Shimon and Abdullah. No, I mean, that's called this mana mitzvah. If you have an esrog that I only shake esrog in the morning, then I put it away. But other people may want to use my esrog. So I say, this mana mitzvah of the esrog, that's a Machlek is a Migmar. One Amar holds mana mitzvah only when you shake the esrog, the minute after you finish. You finish with halal and hashinus and hakafas and finish. That's all. So the rest of the day it's not hooked to the mitzvah. We don't fast like that. We fast and it's hooked to the mitzvah all day long. Why? What bigger is katsoi? No, you don't think it's katsoi halal, right? No, the answer is it's still called as mana mitzvah. Because other people may want to use my esrog. I may want to pick up the esrog a second time in a day. So the verse is it's still called as mana mitzvah. If I designated one esrog for 7 days, it's mana mitzvah for 7 days. I made up my mind in advance, I'm going to use the same essence for 7 days. So till the end of the 7 days of Sukkot, it still is Mara Mitzvah. If I designated seven different Esrog in 7 different days, each Esrog is Mara Mitzvah is 1 day. That's the Mara Mitzvah. So the verse is not Migudis Katsoi, the benefit. It has nothing to do with the Shimon and Abudis Machloikis, where he said Migudis Katsoi and Shabbos Yom. He's talking Migudis Katsoi and Chalamai. And Tosfos says that's impossible. But the Gemara said the same. Did you say Migdash Katsoi HaLamai? It's Muktzeh all day long. The Ramban says that's not a verse of Migdash Katsoi. That's a verse. It's hooked to the mitzvah. It's called Mara Mitzvah. There's Mara Mitzvah till the end of the day. Sometimes it's till the end of all 7 days. That's what you designated this esrog for all 7 days. If you designated the esrog only for 1 day, each day has its own esrog. So it's designated for 1 day. But Tosfos over here is assuming Mishitasa. Tosfos over here, Adma Toyantus, they're assuming the way they wrote. On Chavdei Tamarav, Sukkah Dima Matko, Sukkah Tam. That Migdash Katsoi de Bein Hashmati is the din of Kola Karakula of Mukta. Not like the Ramban said, that it's, that called is Man Mitzvah.
It's one of Tosfos, one of seven of Kula. So even the Muslim Muslim to talk about perfect, so how do I use those to designate?
To call about perfect, you have to designate how long this man have been sick. He doesn't plan to use it on the second day. The Samatosa also has to agree. That's the Gemara. The Samatosa also has to agree with the Ramban on that point. It's only hooked to the Mitzvah that calls Mana Mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah for 7 days or just for 1 day. So that depends how you, what you have in mind. If you have in mind to use the same medicine for 7 days, then it becomes mitzvah. Then I declare this man a mitzvah this test is all 7 days. If you have 7 different estrogen, so this man a mitzvah this test is over at the end of the day. Each one is a separate day. If my neighbor will shake the estrogen that I use on the first day, he'll shake estrogen the second day, then it'll become again hooked in the mitzvah. For the whole second day. Maybe if he wasn't thinking one or the other, become Muslim and Tosa for the remaining days of Sukkot. Maybe it's only if you have the Sefer in mind that I only plan to use the Sefer on the first day.
So the
minute
Tom can agree, it doesn't have to be a Sukkot Alma as long as I designate that this Sukkot is only going to be a Sukkot for the first day of Sukkot.
Okay. Probably would agree to that. Just like you can separate an extra each day from the other, I can designate 7 different Sukkot. I'm going to sit and eat sukkah for a different day. The Tesis has this interesting comment that the Gemara is pressing the issue. They're saying that this Tosefta and sukkah follows Rav Shimon, and they say it's not exactly accurate. One line in the Tosefta for sure doesn't follow Rav Shimon. I've been telling you on Tavach Shochav, which according to the Tesis is based on Migdash Katzoi. So the Migdash Katzoi is only Rav Yudah. That's not Rav Shimon. Going to the Ramban, some of that would not be correct. The Ramban holds that it's not. This din of Migdash Katzoi goes on Chalamayit also. So that's not a din of Muktzah. There's no din of Muktzah on Chalamayit. It's a different voice. That's Kaveh, that's the Zman HaMitzvah. Anyway, the Gemara finally corrects it. The Gemara says, no, the correct statement of Rabbi Yochanan was not that you need a combination of two factors. Rabbi Huktzah Mitzvah say, Huktzah Mitzvah, what's out the vote? Originally they said plus the hooksalitu. We need a combination of two considerations. Then the Gemara finally comes to the correct reading that you cross out that vav, hobo hooks to the mitzvah, therefore hooksalitu. That's why it's me. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start from this Gemara that we didn't finish about all the different kind of things that you have in a Noyah Sukkah. And we'll go a little faster. Okay. Tomorrow, a suggestion was made. Instead of learning at 11, we should learn at 10. So we will. Is that reasonable? Unreasonable? 10:30? 10? Okay. So we'll try 10. We'll try 10 o'clock. You see, either this room or the other room. Try to reclaim our own room.